Well, I think it's really important that, first of all, we look at the new housing study we've done. We did a housing study 20 years ago when I was on the city commission, and I don't know if it's done anything but gather dust on the wall. What do they suggest we do? Of course, we need more low-income housing. What could we do about refabbing houses as they are? What kind of housing should we look into? Condos, row houses? You know, so often I think people think single house with a garage and a yard. And of course, there are federal programs. And I've been part of the Manhattan Area Housing Partnership for many years, 20 years or so. And in that time, using tax credit incentives, we have built over 200 units of low income and elderly housing. So there are lots of programs out there. It is absolutely true, though, that Manhattan has a real lack of buildable space. We're, you know, sort of into the rocks or into Fort Riley or into Tuttle Creek or, you know, but there's still a lot of possibilities for doing things that could really provide more low-income housing and that kind of thing. And, of course, we also have to think about housing for people who don't have anything. And the emergency shelter does a great job. The crisis center has a new building. We on the Mental Health Task Force have developed a sober house to help people. So I am concerned about homelessness in Manhattan, and we need to get a handle on it. I've talked to several people who've been concerned about the number of homeless people in the public library. Not that they're upset with it, they're just concerned that those people don't have any other place to go.